A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March 11th, 2021. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today we are discussing COVID-19 and other women-related issues, with the Minister of Health saying as of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 36,341 confirmed cases, including 33,953 recoveries and 1,489 deaths. To date, a total of 35,901 frontline workers have been vaccinated.
And this follows 20 new cases and zero deaths, which is good news. And 140 vaccinations of the Sinopharm vaccine by yesterday, according to the Minister of Health, the figures released yesterday.
And additionally, Cabinet has approved the start of the second phase of COVID-19 vaccination exercise and has urged companies intending to buy vaccines for their employees to procure only those that are registered in Zimbabwe.
The Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe has approved the use of Sinopharm and Sinovac from China, Covanix from India, and Russia's Sputnik V for use in the country.
And 2 weeks ago, government launched a nationwide COVID-19 vaccination program targeting frontline workers after receiving a donation of 200,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccine from China.
And to date, frontline workers are covered in the first phase of this program, while vulnerable groups, amongst them people living with chronic illnesses such as cancer, tuberculosis and diabetes patients, are covered in the second phase, which has now started in the country.
Yes, and Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its people, which represents 60% of the country's population, and which health officials say will achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus.
And on top of the COVID-19 situation, we'll also be discussing all other issues affecting women, with the world having commemorated the International Women's Day last week. What are your views on the issue? And right now, let's go over to South Africa and see how their COVID-19 vaccination program is going on. We have a report from Anita Power, our VOA reporter in South Africa.
What a difference a year makes in the life of a pandemic. But in Africa, what a difference a week makes. In recent weeks, as Africa prepared to mark the milestone of a year since the virus made landfall, millions of long-awaited vaccine doses finally began to rain upon the continent. Many were provided by the global COVAX facility, which provides vaccines to lower-income countries. That, officials say, has flipped this tale from one of despair to one of hope. And, says South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Africa had a hand in turning the tide.
South Africa's scientists and research institutions have made an important contribution to these efforts and have contributed to global knowledge about the disease, including on the emergence of new variants. And in this regard, our scientists, who we should be proud of, have really led the way and they are recognized globally.
In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa, officials this month received their first delivery of 1.7 million vaccines through COVAX. Village Reach, an aid organization that focuses on remote, rural, low-income countries, has been working to help that population. Their DRC country director told VOA that while African nations appear to have a lower proportion of confirmed cases and deaths, the pandemic has still hit hard here.
Africa, yes, we are also affected as the rest of the world in different proportions, but we have to continue to protect ourselves through all the protective measures, but also we have to get vaccinated so that we are all protected.
Dr. Richard Lessels, one of South Africa's top viral researchers, says the continent's largest vaccine drive in South Africa looks promising after fits and starts. Last month, South African authorities suddenly reversed course after receiving 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which researchers found to be less effective against the new variant that accounts for the majority of the nation's new cases. South Africa quickly switched to the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, but the process still delayed the vaccination campaign. Lessel says that as the continent stares down this anniversary, it means one thing, time.
I think only time will tell once we get beyond that first priority group of the healthcare workers and start delivering it to the other vulnerable groups within the population. We'll then get a much better sense of how we're doing here in South Africa.
So what is year two of the pandemic going to look like in Africa? On this, everyone seems to agree. Busy. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Yebo ke umfanekiso lo oqotshiweyo ke ubusitshengisa ukwenzakala kwele South Africa ngohlelo lwabo lokuhlaba ijekiseni le lomuthi wokuvikela i-COVID-19. Sibonile ke bekhuluma lapho umongameli we-South Africa labanye bezempilo abakahle. Lapho ke udaba isilwethulelwe ngenye intathela izindaba yakhona pha e-VOA ye-Voice of America u-Anita Powell. Simbonga ke ngokwenza njalo. Hayi ke kulabo abasanda kusixhoma ke lamhlanje sicubungula udaba lweCOVID-19 lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Sikhangela ke ukuthi lamhlanje ugatsha olubona ngezempila kahle luthi sokulabantu abahlaselwa ileli gcikwane abazinkulungwane ezedlula amachumi ayisithupha i36341 kodwa abanye ke sebasila abanengi bakhona. Kukanti ke asebabulawe leli gcikwane selokhu laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo bedlula inkulungwane eyodwa i1.4000 kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye asebejoviwe ke umuthi lowo okwenqabela iCOVID-19 bona ke singathi ilabo abasebenza imisebenzi engabathelela leli gcikwane malula ama frontline workers ke besebe i35901 esingathi ke baphose befike inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu lamakhulu ayisithupha. Siyabona njalo ke ukuthi idale le-cabinet selivumile ukuthi kusetshenziswe amanye njalo amajekiseni we-vaccination avela kwele-China lele-India. Njalo siyabona ukuthi uhlelo lokujova labo abasebenza kwezempila kahle labanye solugqitshiwe sokungena kuhlandla lesibili. Lokho akutsho ukuthi labana abanye abaseyi kuhlatshwa labo baqhubeka besenze njalo kodwa sokujule kulabo abakuhlandla lesibili. Siyabona ukuthi uhlelo lolonyake luqaliswe ngamaviki amabili edluleyo ngeSinopharm njalo iZimbabwe ifuna ke ukuthi kuhlatshwe abantu abedlula ke izigidi ezilichumi i10 million. Phezu kwalolu daba ke sizake sixoxe ke ngokuphathelane lo labesifazana lentuthuko yabo sibona ukuthi nje bekukhangelwe ilanga le International Women's Day ngeviki ephelileyo yikho ke sizabe sikhangela sibonile ke ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngeziphathelane labesifazana lamabhizimusi amancane unkosikazi Sthembiso Nyoni uthe yena abesifazana batshengisa ukuthi labo baletha umahluko kuntuthuko elizweni ngenhlelo zabo njalo wachayela ihlombe abesifazana abasebenza enhlanganisweni ezijeneyo esithi sebalethe okuningi ukuthuthuka kwabesifazana kanye lokubaxwayisa kodwa uthe kuyadanisa ukuthi kulodlakela ezindlini domestic violence abantu bevalelwe lapho ezindlini njalo wakhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi ukhulumende uyabakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi labo bephatheke kwezombusazwe. Yikho ke lokho esiyabe sikuhlaziya lamuhla sile ngcwethi zethu labalaleli lawe nje ungasilandela kukhasi lethu leFacebook uVOA Ndebele uchiye umbono wakho kumbe inombolo yakho sizakutshayela ucingo sixoxe lawe marvelous.
Aiwakunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Tirikuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Apo tanga tiri kubva kuona ivhidhiyo iri kubva kuSouth Africa iri kutaura iyo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yenhomba dziri kubayiwa munyika iyoyo. Taona mutungamiriri weSouth Africa Cyril Ramaphosa vachibayiwawo nhomba yeikoko uyezve tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe chirongwa ichi chakatotanga takaona vaConstantino chiwenda vachiwanikwa ivo vachibaiwawo nhomba iyi. Parishino tunaona kuti Zimbabwe ine vanhu vanosvika ivo 36,341 vakabatwa ivo nedenda recovid-19. Tichitarisa kuti pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vari kusvika pa33,953. Kwozotarisawo vamwewo vakawanikwawo vachibatwa nedenda iri rikavakurira vakashaya, ava vanosvika pa1,439. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti chirongwa chekubaya nhomba yakabva kuChina yeSinopharm parizvino chawanikwa icho chichibayiwa vanhu vanosvika 35,901 vanosanganisira ivo vana mukoti, vana chiremba, vanotora nhau nevamwewo vanoshanda neveruzhinji. Tinoona kuti parizvino chirongwa chesecond phase chakutarisirwa kutanga munyika, uyezve Zimbabwe inoti iyo parizvino yakange yapiwa iyo 200,000 madoses enhomba yeSinopharm vaccine, uyezve mumavhiki iwayo ari kutevera vakatarisira kunge vaine dzimwe nhomba dzinobvawo kune dzimwe nyika dzichawanikwa idzo dzichishandiswa munyika kubaya nyanya. Paphase 2 vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vanenge vane zvirwere zvakadai secancer, TB nediabetes nezvimwewo, nevamwe vemuzvikoro sekutaura kwakaita vanoona ivo nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko muhurumende amai Monica Muchangwa vachitaura nesu nemusi wechishanu wapfuura vachitaura ivo kuti ivo nevamwewo vanosanganisira mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vakatarisirwa kunge vachibayiwawo nhomba paphase 2 yatotanga parizvino. Saka tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichange zviri kubuda ikoko. Tichange zvakare tichitaura nevamwe nyanzvi pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yemadzimai kuti vari kusangana nei panguva ino yeCOVID-19, uyezve kuti avo vaakudzokera kuzvikoro zvikwakamira sei kuzvikoro, nyanya vasikana vechidiki nevamwewo. Saka ndozvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve tichange tiine vanyarikani vachauya pano vachizeya nesu. Star.
Yebo ke, kuyezwakala. Marvelous. I would like to welcome our first guest, Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda of Ward 10 in Ntumbane. She is the chairperson of the health committee in the Bulawayo City Council. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yeah, ntemba basamfaka lapha ecingweni uCouncillor Sinikiwe Mutanda, umgcini sihlalo wekomiti yebona ngezempila kahle kuCouncil yakoBulawayo. Uzabe sichazela ke la yokunye okuphathelane lezempila kahle labesifazana kulelo dolobho njengoba phela emela abantu lapho kuwadi yakhe. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hayi, sizake siboneke ukuthi kuhamba njani lapho ongasabuyanga ke kuhlelo, kodwa siyabona ukuthi yebo usungizwa. Oh, kulungile. Yebo ke sikhona ke njalo futhi umlaleli wethu osithumele umbiko lapho wathi mina umbono wami ngeCOVID ngibona sengathi umdali ubefuna ukukhomba abantu ukuthi kusalawula yena, mina lesehlakalo singenze ngasondelana lomdali. Yiwo ke umbiko esiwuthola kumlaleli wethu ekhasini lethu leFacebook uSabelo Khumalo. Marvelous.
I want to kunzwa ukuthi tine munyarikani wedu wekutsanga amai Eva Nice Munando vanova ivo vanoshanda nemasangano maviri parizvino. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe kuti vari kushanda nemasangano api, uyezve kuti zvii zviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Tinokuchingamidza ipachirongwa.
Tinotenda makadiko wedu pamuri kose ikoko asiaaea Eva Nice Munando, ndinofara kuva pachirongwa chino Mavenasi mazviita henyu.
Ehe, motitaurirawo masangano amakamirira muzuva ranhasi nokuti tinoona kuti munofeka mabhachi maviri.
Zvakanaka. Haiwa, muzuva ranhasi ndakamirira sangano revadzidzi vechidiki avo vari kumakoreji nekumayunivhesiti, Refino Student Network Trust, uyezve ndinobatazve nesangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Iri ndosangano guru rinoona nezvekodzero dzemadzimai muno muzimbabwe. Asi iri Refino Student Network rakanyanya kutarisa nekodzero dzevana vasikana vechidiki vatinotiwo mayoung women, avo vari kumakoreji vari kuita dzidzo yepamusoro. Saka tinotarisa nyaya dzekodzero dzavo kugarisana kwakanaka kana vari kudzidza imomo, uyeze mkana yakaenzana pakati pavo nevakomana vanodzidza navo pane zveutungamiriri zveutungamiriri ikoko kuchikore koko uyeze tinotarisawo kuti panyaya dzemukana yezvekushandisa like takatarisa nyaya inonzi sexual and reproductive health and rights kukodzeredzo dzinoenderana neutano hwavo nezvavanokwanisa kushandisa semadzimai echidiki uyeze kuti vari kuzviwana here kana vari kuzviwana zviri kukwanisika here kuti vachikwanisa kuzvitenga saka tinotarisa taka uyezve nekodzero dzavo kuti kodzero dzavo vari kukwanisa kudzigamuchira here uyezve dziri kugamuchirwa here nevatungamiriri vezvikoro kwavanodzidza kwakasiyana siyana vanasikana ava tinotanda navo mumakoreji nemayunivhesiti ari muno muzimbabwe takanangana nemaprovhinsi iwayo gumi emuno muzimbabwe tiriko kwese ikoko takatekeshera nenyika tichitsimudzira vasikanavo kuti vanga vave madzimai emangwana kana kuti anhasi ane umhare hwokukwanisawo kuva nechikamu panyaya dzeupfumi panyaya dzematongerwo enyika panyaya dzekubudirirwa muno muzimbabwe
tiri ipapo zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kunyanya kutarisana nemadzimai waya echidiki muzvikoro nekuti ndangonzwa muchitaura kuti vamwe vakadzokera kuzvikoro asi vamwe vachiri vari kumba zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo pari zvino
regai nditanga nevakadzokera kuchikoro vakadzokera kuchikoro ava vakadzokera kunonyora bvunzo dzavo ndo vakadzokera bedzi panguva ine yandiri kutaura neni saka vana ava ndinoona sekuti dambudziko ravakasangana navo rekutanga akabata mwoyo yedu inyaya yezvekufambisa ndinoona sekuti panguva yavanodzokera ndo panovhurwa mafambiro enyore emuno muzimbabwe apo tichitarisa nedenda recovid-19 iro raitsungira kuti vanhu ava vakwanisa kufamba famba asi pavanonovhurirwa kuti ngavachidzokera kunonyora ndopachanga panga pavhurwa mafambiro akanaka vanhu vakufamba pazviri pachena saka rakanga riri dishi dishi panguva iyoyo nekuti munhu wese akanga akunzwa kuti ndasununguka pakufamba regai ndiende uyezve tikatarisa nyaya dzemari yezvikoro ndinoda kutenda mutungamiriri kana kuti minista vanoona nezvedzidzo kuti vakabva vasimbisa nyaya iyoyo kuti hapana anokwidza mutengo wemari yekudzidza kana tisati tagara pasi taona kuti zvinofamba sei asi ndinoona sekuti mari yekunoshandisa vari ikoko kuzvikoro and uyezve hazvirevi kuti kana vakanzi mari yefees haisi kukwira zvinoreva kuti vanga vasingabhadhari pakunobhadhara ipapo tinoona kuti vabereki vazhinji vainobhadhara mari idzodzo vabereki vanga vakavharirwazve vasingaendi kumabasa saka vazhinji vacho vamwe vakatadzawo kudzokera kunobhadhara mari idzodzo uyezve zvakakanganisa vana pakunonyora bvunzo yavo pakushungurudzika kuti kozvino mari yowani kwakupi uyezve kune vasati vadzokera vari kutarisira kudzokera munguva chipupi iri kuteera vana avari kushushikana nenyaya yekuti zvino vamwe vari kutiri kutonzi chidzidzai online hasati vakubvumidzwa kuenda vakawanda ende vari kubvumidzwa kuenda kuchikoro kwacho nyaya yedzekushandisira ndinoona sekuti mafizi anga asiri kubhadharwa anoita kuti iwo makorichi edu aya akwanise kushanda zvichienda mberi saka kana anga akavharwa mari dzacho dzichiri kubudawo kubva kuvana ava vakatarisira kuti vabhadhare mafees aya zvinodzoka zvoremera izvozvo zvikoro zvavanonodzidza nenyaya yekuti nyaya dzekudya pekugara zveshandisiro zviri kutarisirwa nehurumende yezimbabwe kuti pakudzivirira denderori recovid-19 zvikoro zvakasungirwa kunge zvine zvakakwana zvekudzivirira denda revana inoona sekuti iroro idambudziko ravari kutyirawo kutyira kuti zvino tichanosviko wana zvakakwana here nekuti pamazuva mapfupi kana kuti mushure umo ichicherechedza vana vakasvikotarisana nematambudziko akati wandei vachiona zvikwanisiro nezvishandisiro izvi zvisiko zvinova zvinoshungurudza vana nekutya kwekupararira kwedenda iroro recovid-19 saka matambudziko aya ari kunetsa vana uyezve tine dambudziko rekuti vana vamwe panguva iyoyi yanga yakawanda zvakanyanya yekuti vanga vasingaendi kuchikoro vamwe vanga vakudzimba ava kutoita mabasa emusha kuchiverenga kuya kune vari kunonyora bvunzo dzavo dzekupedzisira vana ava vaishungurudzika vachiti kozvino tinononyora chii takanga tingori kumba tichishuka nekubika nekuchengeta varwere mudzimba tichinotsvaga mvura tichinotsvaga huni vari kumamusha nekusakura yanga yanguva yekurima inoi saka idambudziko rekuti vakasarira mumashure
nevamwe amai munhando tichadzoka kwamuri regai timbokubatsai muromo kuitira kuti titore vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari pano ndichadzoka kwamuri tichienderera mberi batai makadaro
yebo ke siyabonga mavelasi lapho besisizwa ke unkosikazi evanice munondo owenhlanganiso ye-Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe sizathi ke silichasisela okuningi abexoxa ngakho kuphathelane labesifazana labantwana besikolo singenze njalo sizathatha omnye njalo umhlonitshwa wethu njengokulitshela kwami ekuqaleni kodwa sehluleka ukuba laye uCounselor Sinikiwe Mudanda wentumbane kobulawayo siyakwamukela kuhlelo
ngiyabonga njani bonke abalalela kahle
yebo nithemba bathabuka ukuzwa abantu yese sicela njengokutsho kwethu ngaphambilini sicubungula ke lamhla kuphathelane lamalungelo abesifazana kanye legcikwane le-COVID-19 umomo unjani kathesi ewadini yakho kathesi sesibona ukuthi kulabantwana ababuyela esikolo kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuhlezwi njani lapha ezindlini
Ngiyabonga. Engingakutsho ngamafithane ukuthi isimo ikakhulu sikhangelane nabantu abesifazane ewadini kumbe ngathi kulawayo wonke jikelele asosimo yisimo esingahlanga kakhulu ikakhulu in terms of ukuthi abantwana kuthiwa sebebuyela ezikolo lekuhlaleni khona lapho bengananzelela in terms of ukufunda kwakhona kathesi abantwana bahlala isikhathi bengayo esikolo in terms of i-transport ukuhamba kwabo yifind ukuthi i-transport eyinye yesibili have ama-zipco buses but i-transport eningi they-charging at ngama-foreign currents of which kuyenza ukuthi kube nzima because abazali abaningi ngabazali abazithengiselayo and bona laba abalutshwana abasebenzayo abatholi yona leyo i-foreign currents and also enye i-challenge ebikhona kakhulu emakhaya ukuthi abazali bebehlezi phansi endabeni zokubhadala ama-school fees endabeni zokuthi benike abantwana ukuthi baye esikolo konke khona lokhu kokuyi-challenge because of ama-lockdown ekade ikhona phakathi kokuhlala kwethu esigabeni ngoba sina sinanzelela kukho le yonke into in terms of i-fuel i-fuel ingavele ikhwele konke kuse kukhwele intengo zakho konke kuse kukhuphuke nezikolo ngikhuluma nje ezinye izikolo zikhwelile ama-school fees akhwelile lanxa singamanje ngokunye but i-school fees noma singathi simile but in terms of ama-levies and everything ezikolo kukhwelile and also kulendaba yena le ukuthi izikolo zivuliwe kumele abantwana bebe nama mask kumele babe nama sanitizers nalawa khona okungangokuthi kuyi-challenge ikakhulu kubazali ukuthi banelisi ukuthi asithi yini umama olabantwana maybe abangu-4 bonke kumele bathengele ama-sanitizer kumele babe nama-mask ingxenye esengu-3 xa engawatshwayo nxa engasiwo lawa awatshwayo uchinzi sekumele ukuthi ngelanga antshintshe phose maybe ingxenye ka-3 ngelanga so kuba i-challenge esenkulu kakhulu ikakhulu kulawo kuwatshwayo akula isimo sibi in terms of ukuthenga amasepu ukuthi abantu bekwanise ukuthi bewatshe wona lawo ama-maski wona nawo and also engingakhuluma ngakho yindaba yamanzi ukuthi like njengobulawayo asikabuyeli kunomal ukuthi sithole amanzi njengemfanele ukuthi siwathole njani lokho futhi sekuwater shedding so uyabona ukuthi isimo sangikhona sona leso siyabe singagcizanga umuntu wesifazane and endabeni zokuthengisa abantu engikhona bengathi basaqala ukuthi besukume futhi ukuthi bayathengisa ngoba phose ngingathi i-half of i-population yethu ngabantu abaphila ngokuzisebenza ngabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa so abantu lokhu besacathula so isimo sangikhona engingakutsho ngamafithane ukuthi yisimo esingakabi ihlanga kangako kuzakhamizi and kukakhulu kumuntu ongumama owesifazane
yebo-ke
yes
kuyeswakala siza kunika ke ithuba lokuthi uqhubekele phambili ke ngoba ukutsho njalo kuningi okunye esifuna ukukubuza khona okulandelayo ngakho obe ulokhu ubambile khonapho ecingweni ungayikhatshana siqale sithathe umlaleli siyakwamukela ecingweni golide
yebo linjani ma
yebo siyathaba ukuxoxa lawe lapha ecingweni silo Mthobi T golide umne wethu yena use-South Africa yebo ke ekhaya kodwa kuvele kungaphi
ekhaya kuseflabosi ma
yebo ke ungaphosa elakho lamhlanje sixoxa ke ngokuningi okuphathelane ke labesifazana le-COVID-19 lo muntu wonke nje
Yeah, I'm not going to empower the Kuala Labo, Gakuru, Umayla, and the COVID. Ngoba manje into esibe abukala abantu abanengi bese asange sakwazi ukuthi sibe le income engenayo kade singayazi. So isifundisile lento ukuthi mawumuntu nje uhlala nje usebenza noma usebenza uhlala ugadile ukuthi any noma yini noma isiphi isikhathi kusangenzeka noma yini.
Yebo ke siyabona njalo ukuthi khona ngapha kwele South Africa enye imigoqo siyeke thisiwe eyokwenqabela iCOVID-19 abantu sebehamba-hamba. Impilo isingcono yini abantu sebengaziphandela njalo?
Ya, isuke since uqalile manje bafaka ku-level 1, hayi impilo ngathi iyabuyela iyaba normal. Abantu abaningi bayabuyela emsebenzini. Bayiva nje kusenu i-traffic asafani nalezi nsuku ezileyo ukuthi lokuhamba nje ama-essential worker kuphela. Manje sokubonakala ukuthi in the next 3 months or 6 months, hayi isimo uma ungatshitshanga wabuya maybe third wave something, isimo sizobe sesibuyele nje ku-normal circumstances.
Yebo ke hayi sibongileke ukuxoxa lawe ecingweni Mnumzana Mthobi. T Golide khona ngapho kwele South Africa. Marvelous, there our caller was weighing in on the COVID-19 pandemic and saying following the easing of some restrictions of lockdown there in South Africa, even Zimbabweans, they are able to, you know, fend for themselves as most of them are self-employed. Over to you.
Thank you, Star. But you can talk about name telling when you are of evil, where you South Africa, we are sure to make a restriction, ambo simuzwa, wanu wako mboeza kutiva bati apo ni apo. Asi, tinemwa mtereru wedi wakutanga amai moyo. Tino kuchinga miza ya mchirungwa amai moyo.
Agadi iko, ne mtereru wasewe Studio 7.
Ayo wa isu studio wadi edu, tike wafungwa zenyu pa msoro Kenya ya COVID-19 kana jimoja, muru kuona iko kwa South Africa.
Kuna ku South Africa iri kudzikira hayo COVID iri kudzikira uyezve tinotenda kuti izvoni nekusunungurwa kwamboitwa zvino vanhu vakumboenda kumabasa but mabasa mazhinji akapera bhozi vazhinji havachasikuenda kubasa. Asi kuti chinhu chiri kuti nyaya kutishungudza ndechekuti vanhu izvezvi vakuita kunge iyo korona iyi yatopera zvamuchose. Vanhu havachapfeki mamasiki, vanhu vakungopfeka mamasiki kana achipinda mutaxi, just because mutaxi vanhu vano mudriver anoti hausi kupinda usina maski, kana kuti mushop havatenderi munhu asina maski. But muruzhinji meso umu haiwa, vanhu vari kungofamba.
Panyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 yati yasvika here kwamuri ikoko?
Nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19 iri kungobayiwa vanoshanda kuhealth yavo, ndo vari kutanga kubayiwa kune rumwe ruzhinjurwo hausati. Asi muno matiri muno mupitori munomu vari kutoti izvoni vatobaya vazhinji, vabayiwa vanoshanda muzvipatara. But ruzhinjurwo aiwa harusati.
Ko mamwewo matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo semadzimai ndeap muchidimbu tipo vamwe mukana?
Matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo semadzimai isu inyaya yokuti munoona kana sekupera kwakaita mabasa mukati medzimba umu, varume vemazuva ano havachafariri vakadzi vasingashandi. Saka basa richinge rapera manje mumba mune musinga chachinonyatsi kugarika zvakanaka, vane unotoona nesituation tichiona nevamwe vakadzi vane vachiuyawo kumainbox vachitaura nesu kuti nokuda kwokuti haachashandi murume wakumubata neseri kweruoko.
Aiwa maita basa, totsakana nemi kune zvimwe zvirongwa. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Tinotenda. Musare zvakanaka nevatereri vose.
Okay, bye-bye. So we're hearing there from Mrs. Moyo in South Africa. She's echoing what our last caller was saying. But she's saying that her biggest concern is that now people seem to be ignoring putting on their mask. They are chinning the mask and then put it on only when they are going into a taxi or into a store. And then she says one of the biggest things that she has seen is also the issue of, a lot of problems within households, because Some men have lost their jobs. Some women have lost their jobs. So she's saying there are a lot of marital problems within the homes during this COVID-19. And then I asked about the COVID-19 vaccine. So she says, yes, she's heard about it in Pretoria, but now it's being administered only to healthcare workers. Over to you.
Yebo ke siyabonga mavelase lapho ke besizwa umnye umlaleli wethu Mrs. Moyo kwele South Africa ke la ekhuluma ngeziphathelane le COVID-19 lokuthi sokuletha ukungahlalikiseki lapha ezindlini and weighing on what Mrs. Moyo said we heard the Women's Affairs Minister Thembiso Nyoni saying that she's concerned over the increase of domestic violence during the COVID-19 induced lockdown. So the government is also concerned about what's going on. And coming to you, Councillor Mtanda, what can you say about the domestic violence during this lockdown? What have you seen as councillors?
Thank you so much. Actually, what I can simply say is that I've seen the numbers of domestic violence increasing a lot. As I speak right now, I think today I had two cases in a situation whereby two women were coming to withdraw their cases against their husbands. So just imagine and just think of it with how many women out there who are not who don't even go to report their cases. So the cases of domestic ETPV, they are getting high almost each and every day. And on top of that, I think the situation has been awesome, you know, a situation whereby most of the women they don't have anything to do. They just depend on their husband. And also the issue of early pregnancies, especially to a girl child, I think it's the numbers they are increasing, and they even increased a lot during this lockdown, the COVID pandemic situation which we're in. So actually, the situation is a little bit expensive, especially for a girl child and this situation. And as I have said some other time, that even the men themselves, they have those same problems, but we cannot convey it to women.
Yes, and going back there, where you said just today two women came to report their cases, what do you do as counselors? How do you help them advance their cases or try to resolve them?
Actually, usually as a counselor, I just encourage them to have something to do, something like maybe to look for a job or maybe to do some businesses of some kind. Because if you depend on your men, it won't be easy. And actually, even you cannot even do anything for yourself. So at the end of the day, you need to stand on your own. You need to stand firm, and you need to have your own confidence that you can do anything on your own. So usually what we do is just encourage women so that they can do anything.
Yes, but do they report these cases to the police if there was any violence involved?
Yes, they do. Actually, that's what I was saying. You see, they go to the police, to a police camp to report. So actually, they go and report, but later on they come to withdraw their cases. So if they are withdrawing their cases, that's when they come in to us as counselors, so that we certify their affidavit that they won't reopen the case once they withdraw the case from the police. So that's how we come to know that there are cases that are being withdrawn from the police.
Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you very much. We'll come back to you. Marvelous, I'm sure you heard what Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda said there about how they are involved in certifying the affidavits for women who have been involved in domestic violence.
Ehe, apo tukunzwa kubva kuna Councillor Mutanda, vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kuona ivo kunzvimbo kwavari, vari kutaura ivo kuti madzimai vari kushungurudzwa mudzimba, uwandu hwavo huri kuramba uchikwira. Uyezve wakakwira panguva yeCOVID-19 lockdown iyo takaona ichisimudzwa vhiki rapfuura irori. Let's now take a look at the COVID vaccine programs that are currently underway in South Africa from one of our reporters, VOA.
Senegal received 200,000 doses of the Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccine last week and started vaccinating on Tuesday. Health Minister Abdoulaye Diouf Sarr was the first in line to mark what he called a historic day.
Senegal is one of 7 countries among the 54 countries of the African continent to start the vaccination against COVID-19.
Priorities include healthcare workers, people over 60, and those with underlying health conditions. SAR says in addition to the Chinese vaccine, the country is also looking at other possibilities to increase their stock.
The head of state is now finalizing talks with Russia to enable us to soon receive the Sputnik V. During the month of March, Senegal will also receive its first batch of the COVAX initiative.
Senegal is due to receive nearly 1.3 million vaccine doses through the World Health Organization-led COVAX initiative, which deployed a batch of 600,000 in Ghana this week as part of a first wave of coronavirus vaccines being sent to a number of low- and middle-income countries. In Zimbabwe, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, also the country's health minister, volunteered for the first Chinese-made vaccine as well. Amid reports of public mistrust over vaccine safety, Chiwenga said his ministry had done its homework.
My ministry conducted all scientific processes to ascertain the efficacy of Sinopharm vaccine, which was confirmed to be 79%.
Zimbabwe received 200,000 doses from the Sinopharm vaccine as a donation from the Chinese government. Another 600,000 doses purchased by Zimbabwe are expected to arrive early next week, according to government officials. Vaccine recipient Michael Chideme says he's relieved to have taken the shot, but
taking the jab does not mean I will not be able to, get the disease if I don't practice caution. But I'll be extra cautious, but I'm happy I've taken the jab.
Zimbabwe, like many other African countries, initially recorded low coronavirus numbers in the first months of the pandemic, but subsequently saw cases go up. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Thank you there for a reporter chronicling what is happening on the COVID-19 vaccination program in Ghana and Zimbabwe. Asi tinonzwa kuti tine munyarikani wedu ari panhare pari zvino mai Chikowero. Tokuchingamidzai nerufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda zvisimave.
Ehe, mungati tsananguriro kuti sangano renyu nderipo uyezve zvii zvamuri kuita panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kubatsira nyanya madzimai nevanasikana vechidiki.
Okay, ndiri pano ndakamirira ndingati masangano maviri amamwasha ndopfeka heti dzakati one dzakati o. Asi chekutanga ndiri musangano reRosaria Memorial Trust rinoshandira kwaMurewa. And zvakare ndini mutauriri wesangano MTC Educated Girl rinobata riri kuChimanimani. Ndiri zvakare muma organizations are affiliated ne United Nations ana United ana North American and European Caucus at the United Nations.
Zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nemadzimai nevanasikana vechidiki nyanya kumaruwa kwamataura kwaMurewa nekuChimanimani.
Nyaya zhinji dziri kusangana nemadzimai nevasikana vechidiki ndidzodzo dzambotaurwa dzegender based violence. Nekuti urombo hwakanyanya mumaruwa. And vazhinji vacho madzimai nevanasikana vanenge pavanga vakavharirwa neatingati maperpetrators mamwacho eviolence. Then tozoonazve panguva yakavharwa zvikoro pakanga paine huwandu hwevana vakaenda kunorodzwa vachiri vadiki hwakati kwirei zvakanyanya as well. Because we wedzerawo nenzara.
Maybe just tell us in English, what are some of the challenges that you've seen facing women and young girls in some of the areas where you operate? You said you operate in Murewa and Chimanimani.
Yes, the issues of gender-based violence have been rising, because we find that victims have been locked under lockdown with their perpetrators, and thereby you find that cases of women being victims have been on the rise, as well as issues of child marriages. They actually went up because girls were locked in homes, and at times because of hunger, some of them were actually ending up getting married as well. So we have seen a rise in cases of child marriages.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Please stay on the line, Star.
Thank you.
Okay, besizwa uNkosikazi Lusindi ongwelekena olwela amalungelo abesifazana la ichasisa ngenhlelo aziqhubayo endaweni ezichiyeneyo. Sizabuyela njalo kuwe, Councillor Mutanda. You were talking about the gender-based violence and the children, the school children, whom you say mostly some are now pregnant. Ungakufaka nje ngolimi lesiNdebele isifingqo obukhuluma ngakho kwenzela ukuthi laba bangizwa isiNgisi.
Okay, yeah, well, during this lockdown, GBV gender-based violence, So it's like GBV is in a line, and the Omama Avanini, you to sit as well as the city as it is going to draw this matches and come. I don't know what is So we can go on in the anything, you can allow a little man in the issue in that AMA pregnancies, you tell you to have early marriages. Uthole ukuthi zinga alabantwana abazithole abangamankazana likhuphuke ngokumangalisayo because abantwana besebetshona besezindlini bengayi esikole bengelawo kokwenza and the other thing abantwana abanye abaningi bebetshona bengabantu abafika besiyadinga into ezinjengamanzi lakhona lokhu amanzi ukuthi njengoba besibe lehlupho lamanzi njengobulawayo. And the other thing about the Sakona, which Avantana, the ring of that thing, is the Sela end by one. So the thing that is put on a man line in the by so doing, by the receiver exposed to ending as the resident and attracts the ending as a good Kuyama, Vantu, Ava, Kuli, Ava, Ava, So Avantana, Avan, name, that's probably the most practical.
Yebo ke siyabonga, sizabuyela njalo kuwe sesibuza okunye okuphathelane lodaba olusegudwini. Kodwa ke sithathe ke umlaleli wethu ngizwa kuthiwa silo mne wethu unileya. Siyakwamukela ecingweni.
Yebo mama Linda.
Siyaphila ungaphikwe lizwe ngomhlaba.
Hayi, mina ngikubulawayo.
Ah, kuhle. Ye, ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngodaba olusegudwini. Nxa ungasitshela nje umbono wakho nge-COVID-19 kumbe okwenzakalayo lapho khona.
Hayi, COVID-19 yiyo elihlupho mama yesesikhathisanelo.
Mhm. Ungathi abantu lokho belandela iziqondiso yini zokwenqabela igcikwane leli? Bayagqoka yini ama masks, baya sanitize izandla, bayageza. Kumba abantu hayi sebeyekethisa sokulokho kwaba kwa kwehliswa izinga lokwenqabela lomkhuhlane lockdown.
Hayi, abanye bayalandela. Kodwa hayi abanye nje hayi. Ba abalandeli ukuthi khona bathathela kathana. Ngingakutsho nje ukuthi hayi abantu uhlupho lukhona lapho but uningi abanye bayalandela ngenxa yokuthi nje nxa besiyangena emashopu bayakwazi ukuthi kumele bafake amamali.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile ke ukuthi sixoxe lawe ngamafitshane lapha-ke uhlelo lwe-live talk ubelela ngelihle.
Yami ngiyabonga.
Okay, marvelous. There we had our caller, Mr. Ndlea from Bulawayo, weighing in on COVID-19. He's saying that but some people are still adhering to the regulations. They are wearing masks, but there are still some who are not doing so. Otherwise, he's also glad of the relaxation of the, you know, lockdown measures because he says people can now go about their business. Over to you.
Thank you so much. Tina, Tina, Mteru, with Mkoma Tatenda. Hello, Mkoma Tatenda. Aha, and you can see what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Kuna mai Lucy Chikowero. Tinoona kuti vhiki rapfuura ranga riri zuva remadzimai International Day of Women. Zvine zvamakaita imi semunhu anoshandawo nesangano irori reUnited Nations. Pane zvirongo here zvamakamuye nazvo?
Yes, patakanga tine on the highest level takanga tine misangano yatakanga tichiita ne the UN Women pavanga vachicherechedza zuva zuva remadzimai tichikurudzirwa to challenge the status quo and also to dream better. Zvakare takanga tichiremekedza vechidiki vakanga vachiwanikwa vachitungamira zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Tinoona kuti musangano irori mune zvipoka UN Women mune zvipoka zvevechidiki vakasangana nana maka vanenge vakupinda mumaforums anonzi Generation Equality vakawanikwa vari kutungamira pazuva racho vachipe mumhemberero idzodzi vachitarisa zviri kusangana nemadzimai zvinosanganisira nyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19 nekusaenzaniswa kwemukana kwakaburitswa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 vichikurudzira hurumende dzakasiyana siyana kuti dziite step up paintervention uye zvakare mukuwanikwa kwemishonga zvine kuenzaniswa.
Basa izvenyu makadaro timbotora muteereri tozodzoka kwamuri. Hello, Sisi Lucia.
Yes, hello, Marise.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Atitaurewo kwamuri uye kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 parizvino.
Aiwa, rinenge riri kudzikamira zviri nani neku kona kwedu kuita social distance plus rudembe racho nekudzirirwa kwaraa kuitwa ikoko zvinenge zviri nani nekuti tadzokera tine malevels ataitwa yekuti 1 up to 5 aitam level 1 yekuti munhu wese anenge akuenda kubasa saka aiwa zviri nani.
Ko panyaya yeCOVID-19 vaccination yasvika here kwamuri ikoko zvakamira sei?
Isusu tisiri kuzopedzisira verudembe rwedu isusu vanhu hatisati tapiwa.
Asi muri kupiwa dzidziso here?
Zvisingaite tinodzidziso.
Aiwa, tinotenda Sisi Lucia. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Mazvitei.
Thank you. So we're hearing there from one of our callers, Lucia, who's saying that she's happy with the way, you know, the COVID-19 situation is going in South Africa. She says the cases seem to be going down. People seem to be adhering. And then I asked about the COVID-19 vaccine. So she says she's part of those people that will get the vaccine last because currently they are vaccinating healthcare workers. Over to you.
Yebo ke siyabonga marvelous lapho ke sizomlaleli ke uLucia ikhuluma ke ngokwenzakala khona le South Africa lokuthi lanxa isesekhatshana nje ukuthi ithuba lakhe lifike lokuhlatshwa umjovo lowo weCOVID-19 kodwa ke ukhangelele ukuthi kube njalo. And coming back to you, Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda, you are the chairperson of the health committee at the Bulawayo City Council. At your level, how are you involved in the COVID-19 programs?
Thank you so much. I think right now at the moment, as the chairperson, usually we do participate, especially on the issues of awareness and maybe to look for donations and also to do receive some donations from different organizations. And also right now, what we're doing is that we are trying to talk to the community, speak to the community about the vaccination in terms of a situation whereby it's going to cascade down to the people. We are trying to talk to the people, to the community, that they have to trust the doctors and the health department when it comes to those issues. So because of the situation of the social media, people, they tend to listen to social media a lot. So we're trying by all means to give them information that we have from the Ministry of the Health Department.
Yebo, kuyezwakala ungasifakela njalo ngolwimi lesintu ukuthi kuyini kahle kahle likwenzayo njengekomithi ebona ngezempilakahle kudaba lolu lwe-COVID-19.
Engingakutsho yikuthi okwakathesi sizabe kugqugquzela umphakathi wonke ingendaba yokuthi nxa uhlelo lokuhlatshwa selufikile bangesali and bengatshoni belalela izinto ezikhulunywa negative things eziphuma ku-social media, but babe ngabantu abathemba abantu ababaphathele uhlelo lonalelo olokuvasinetha okanye olokuhlatshwa kwama-injection nalawo abuyileyo, okungangokuthi kumele sithembane and umuntu azizwe ekhululekile because asento okuthiwa yi-force meter kumbe asento okuthiwa yinto yi-injection okumele uyihlaphe nokufuna kwakho. So esikwenzayo yikwenza nje ama-awareness lokuba sikhuthazwa futhi ukuthi sikwazise ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo awukapheli okwakathesi, usesengumkhuhlane ososekhona okudingakala ukuthi abantu bengayekeli ukulandela imithetho ekhona efakiweyo ukuzivikela kulowo mkhuhlane.
Ye, hayi, amazwi amqoka lawo lesixwayiso esihle. Siyabonga kakhulu, ubambe khonapho ecingweni. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa mamwe matanho ari kutorwa pari zvino mukuedza kurwisa denda irori recovid 19. Tiri kunzwa madzimai ese vari kuya panapa vari kutaura nyaya yekukwira kwekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai panguva avo vanhu vanga vakaita sei vanga vakavharirwa. Regai timboenda kune mumwe munyarikani wedu. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello. I can hear you. If you can just tell us, as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, what events did you partake during this International Women's Day that was last week? And also, did you plan anything for the future?
Yes, during the commemorations of the International Women's Day, the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, we engaged on various online activities and also virtual dialogues with stakeholders, where we also sending a message very clearly. And as you may be aware that in Zimbabwe, we seek to have a vacant of a female vice president. Vice president. So we're advocating during the International Women's Day to advocate for the placement of a female vice president. So it's one of the things that we're also emphasizing and really putting through our communication to the president that he should consider, as it is stipulated in Section 17 and 56 and 80 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, to say that women, they also have equal opportunities to participate in political life and also in decision-making processes. So we're also commemorating the resilience of women during the COVID-19. So because women suffered quite a lot, and some of them or most of them were resilient to challenge, as the theme rightly stipulated that hashtag I choose to challenge. So we're also celebrating the achievements of women who were resilient enough to challenge all the uncertainties that were caused by the COVID-19, such as domestic violence, such as gender-based violence.
If I may just come in there, I am interested in the issue of the, you know, selection of the VP. What actions have you taken as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe to try and get your word across to the president?
Firstly, we also released the press statement, and also we wrote a letter to the president of Zimbabwe to communicate our position is the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. So we are still waiting for response from the president, because as we heard that they are going to sit in the Politburo. That's where they are going to discuss the issue of the placement of a vice president. So our letter is already there with the chief secretary of the president.
Thank you so much. If you may just say a little bit in Shona before I go back to my co-host. Kutijija murukita panyaya ye muterezeri we mutungamiri wenyika.
Tinotaura zviri pachena kodzero dzemadzimai kuti vanokwanisawo kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika uyezve vachikwanisa kupinda muzvigaro zveutungamiriri. Saka takaendesa tsamba yedu iriko ikoko kuna president tichitaura nhonha dzedu kuti tanga tichishuvirawo isu seisangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe kuti nguva ino patiri kutsvaga mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika ngavatarisewo zvakadzama. Kana takatarisa nyaya inonzi gender equality, tiri kuona sekuti muutungamiriri umu hakuna vice president agara ari konechekare wemunhurume. Saka taanchitaiwa ngaavachitarisawo kuti munhukadzi anga achipindawo pachii nzvimbo ichocho, kuti nesuwo tiwanewo munhu anomutauriri anotimiririra padanho rekumusoro rinomekwa madecisions anoti affecta isu semadzimai pasu.
Thank you so much, Star. Over to you.
Yes, thank you very much. Besisizwa-ke lapho-ke unkosikazi Monandyo-ke owe-Women's Coalition esitshela-ke ngombono wabo ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kufanele abe ngowesifazana. Sebethethe amanyathelo kathile ukuthi bekubone kusenzakala lokhu. Sizwile njalo lezinye inhlanganiso eziningi emalangeni edluleyo zikhuluma umbono ofanayo. Sesibuya kuwe njalo, Councillor Mtanda. Ungasitshela-ke ukuthi khona ngapho-ke abesifazane bakhanya belazi yini ilanga leli lokulwela amalungelo abo. Kukhona yini okunye wabona bekwenza ngelanga leli elalinanzwa ngeleZimbabwe, kumbe hhayi nje bona impilo iyaziqhubekela nje bengalandaba lakho?
Ngiyabonga. Abantu besifazane bayalukhumbula nobalinakalela lelo suku. Uhlupho nje yikuthi esikhathini esiningi ilizwi lomuntu wesifazane kalizwa kahle, alifinyeleli lapho kumele lifinyelele khona. But engingakutsho yikuthi bayakunanzelela, and okwakathesi abantu abangomama badinga nje kuphela i-information eyokuthi ifinyelele kunguye wonke umuntu owesifazane okhona. Okungangokuthi maybe ngakutsho ngamafitshane ukuthi nathi sinjenjengabokhansila bese sigijimile singabe umama nama-organizations atshiyeneyo ukuthi besifisa ukuthi yelona leli uhlelo olukhona olukhiwayo ephaliyamente abantu besifazane kota system iyehle ibuye nakuma-local government. Okungangokuthi i-position paper yethu sayinika upresident welizwe
Unfortunately, sengiza kuquma umlomo kodwa besizwile kamazwi akho aqakathekileyo owatshiloyo. Sinika omunye umlaleli lokugcina, Marvelous. Yes, we have a few seconds, Marvelous, to go.
Maybe before, you know, we wrap up, Star, just to mention that we've seen a Zimbabwean star, N. Nira, passed away. So a lot of people are weighing in. She was on 263. A popular drama in Zimbabwe.
Yes,
so
technologies
are being offered from all our Studio 7 followers, especially on VOA. Shona Samuel sending in some messages. Over to you.
Yebo ke sibonile ke untombazana lowo ke otshonileyo kwele South Africa ke wakunira owayesinguvimbayi ke kustudio 263 abantu bakhuluma ludaba olusemlonyeni. And Marvelous, one of the highlights I heard from Councillor Mtanda was that When the women are cancelling out their court orders against their husband, it's actually the husband who'll be carrying the affidavit to say, no, my wife is saying this case should be cancelled. Anyway, we don't have much to talk about that. Thank you to our guest, Sinikiwe Mutanda. And
Eva Nice.